Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. You know, somebody reminded me that's something I say every week. Oh, gee whiz. And for those who found us on your FM radio at 96.9 San Antonio, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for this morning's opening is Psalm 19, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day it pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, or there is no words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words go to the end of the world. In the heavens, he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom coming from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hid from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making the wise simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether, more to be desired than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping with them, there is great reward. But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Thank you. Thank you so much, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, for this privilege to come before you, to come to the throne of grace, Lord, with our problems, with our issues, Lord, with our illnesses. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you blessed us and enabled us to see another day. Enable us to get up and move around. Enable us, Lord, to look around and be in the land of the living one more day. And we ask, Lord, that you would guide us today. That, Lord, that you would abide in us. Or that we would abide in you. And we would always remember who you are and what you are to us. You are Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Our Savior, our Master, our King. And we thank you, Lord. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Will you stand for our opening hymn? My hope is built. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust a sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, no other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness fails, his love they fail. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, hidden in all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Congregation, please be seated.
Amen. I really love that hymn there. It, makes me think about the way, I guess, things were back in the day when I was a young man. And it just really, really hits me here. Thank you. Thank you. Before we start the birthday announcements, I wanted to bring to y'all's attention that we're starting the Walmart gift card drive for Candlewood Elementary. That's a school that we've adopted, and we're helping them. So please help support the school by donating Walmart gift cards. Any amount is fine. We just ask that you put the dollar amount to identify what the amount is for that card. And technology. Please write the amount on the card. Your gifts are always appreciated. Once again, thank you. And now, the birthdays for this week. First one here on our list is James Murphy. His birthday is today. So happy birthday to James. And then on the 19th, Steve McGosh has a birthday. And then on the 21st, Olga Magana on the 21st. And then the last one that we have is Norma Glenn. And that's on the 22nd. So now let us sing Happy Birthday. And let's start. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Thank you. Lance.
Good morning, church family. Heavenly Father, teach me how to abide in Christ and He in me. Teach me to live my life as You would have me live, in total dependence upon You, which is the life of Christ being lived through me, so that I may produce the good fruit in my life that is honoring to You. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I walk around at this time of day, but once again, I'm substituting for Tom this morning. I just wish I had as much hair as he does. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for the income You have provided us. And while it may seem to be never enough, it is always more than it would be if You weren't participating in getting it for us. And we thank You, Lord, that You have done so well with it. And we ask, Lord, that You bless the offering that we're about to receive. Make it be sufficient for whatever needs You have of it. In Your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
stand.
Praise God who reigns on high, the Lord whom we adore, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God forevermore. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing.
Good morning. Our reading today is from John 15, 5-8. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that I have been saved by grace through faith in Christ. But I realize that my thoughts need to be aligned to your thoughts. My heart needs to be reflecting your heart. My mind needs to become the very mind of Christ, so that my prayers can say with honesty and faith, "Thy will not mine be done, as I pray into your will." So that whatsoever I ask may be done to honor you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
It is now time for our affirmation of faith. And I picked up a hymnal. I realize it's printed in the bulletin, but old habits die awfully hard. It's located on page 880 in your hymnal, and it goes, "We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life in the world to come. Amen." And now let us prepare our hearts to receive this morning's offering and plan to look forward and live by what Pastor Ted brings us. And Lord, we ask that you be with Ted as he prepares us for another week. Be with him, Lord Jesus. Ensure that he covers all the T's and crosses the I's and gives us the message that you have prepared for him. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Cheryl, could you run that video for us, please?
Good morning. Again. Oh boy, now he's going to start talking about that anchor again. Well, let me ask you this question. Who's your anchor? Who's your hope? Who? Somebody ought to say Jesus. Everybody ought to say Jesus real loud. Let me say that again. Who is our anchor? Who is our hope? Jesus. My goodness, Lord, am I going to have to drag it out of them this morning? But anyway, it's so glad that you're here this morning. This is the last week of our anchor series, and it's been amazing 4-week series for me, and I trust and pray that you've learned something about who to hold on to in times of trouble. And it's interesting because if you can recall back 3 weeks ago, all this was built around a single verse of the Bible, and that was Hebrews 6:19, which says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." And of course, the writer is talking about Jesus. So we know that an anchor is a great invention, and sailors and fishermen have used it for hundreds of thousands of years. And its basic concept is that it's a device that normally is made of metal, and it's used to secure a vessel to the bed of a body of water to prevent us from moving around, drifting due to the wind current. So an anchor is very simple in its design, but yet it's very powerful in its function. So as believers, we are encouraged to remain steadfast and committed in our faith through every trial and storm that life may bring. And I don't know if you can remember from last week, we stated that that it's not just a matter of if the storms of life will come, it's just a matter of when. And when they come, you want to be prepared. You want to have a firm grip on the anchor of your soul, and that is Jesus. So we're going to talk more about maintaining that grip throughout life. So the Bible uses some words like perseverance and steadfastness and endurance or enduring faith. But there's another word I want to add to your vocabulary or to our vocabulary, and that word today is remain. And that is the title of our sermon today, is remain. And so to remain is to hold on, to stay put. I remember when I was going through boot camp many, many years ago, we had to go through the gas chamber. And one of the little tricks was they'd take you in that chamber. And they'd take you in there, and you'd have your gas mask on, and they'd make you real comfortable. And then they'd say, "Okay, everybody unmask." We'd all unmask. And boy, I tell you, that CS gas get to hitting you, knocking you all around. Your nose gets snotty, and you get to screaming and screaming for mama and everybody. And that drill say, "Stand fast. Don't move. Stay there. Stay there." And some of us would be brave enough to stand there, you know, and obey. But me, I had to get out of there. I had to leave. I had to get out. I could not handle it. Jesus wants us to stand fast. Amen? And he wants us to hold on. In this fast-paced, ever-changing culture, it becomes more and more of a rarity to remain, to hunker down for the long haul. You know, whether it be with our relationships, our jobs, even zip codes, we are a culture that is constantly on the move. We go from one thing to another. And so many of us, we become enamored with the new shiny things, and we get tired or bored of the old ones. So whatever the case may be, dear ones, that's not how faith works. But God calls us to remain, to hold fast, to root ourselves in faith and righteousness. And remember this, he says his invitation is forever, not just for a little while. So as you recall, one of the main points of the premises of our series is that the only firm and secure anchor is Christ. He is the one that will hold through any trial, not just a storm,
every storm. There may be other anchors, but eventually they're all going to give way and fall. As I always said, that money going to run out. That money going to run out. What are you going to do? The bank won't give you any more money. Your family won't. What are you holding on to? So we learn to hold on. We hold on sometimes for dear life, but we learn to hold on fast. We learn to remain. So if we look at John 15, 5 through 8, let me just read that again. Cheryl, would you put that up on the screen for us, please? Let me read that again for you. John 15, verses 5 through 8. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and apart in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Note what he said there. If you remain in me, you can't do it by yourself. And I in you, you will bear much fruit. And he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. And if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away, withers, and such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire, then you're burned. And if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is for my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. So this is very important to those of us who believe. Jesus is saying here, apart from me, you can do nothing. But what does that mean? You know, what are the ramifications of it all? Is it worth to gain the whole world but to lose your soul in the process? What are you holding on to? This reminds me, I got a story. Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one. I like it. Of a creative way that African bushmen find water. Have you ever heard about the salt, the tree, and the baboon trick? Good, good, good. You see, in Africa, when water is scarce, African bushmen, they created a way to find new sources of it. You see, they may not know where the water is, but they know that the local animals there, they know where the water is. But you can't go up to an animal and say, okay, Mr. Animal, where's the water? You know, you got to be just a little bit smarter. So the bushmen, they put out a block of salt in a hole and they just wait. Turns out, I'm not the only one who loves salt. Baboons, they like salt too. And with enough time, you'll see one of these beautiful creatures will come by and try to grab the block of salt from the hole. So baboon sticks their hand in, they grab the salt, but the salt makes his hand grow bigger and he traps his hand in the hole. And to escape, all the baboon has to do is to let go of the salt. You just got to let it go. But they don't want to do that. So they stay stuck until the bushmen come again. They grab him and they put him in a cage. And once they get them in the cage, the bushmen give them all the salt they want. Now, what's salt going to do to anybody that takes it? What's it going to do? Make you real thirsty. All right. So the salt makes the baboon really thirsty. So they turn the baboons loose, and they immediately find the nearest source of water. And, of course, all they have to do is follow the baboons, and they both drink their fill. And we think we're so smart. Amen? We think we're so smart. So besides being an inventive way to find water, you see, normally when most folks hear this technique for the first time, they always wonder, why don't the baboon just drop the salt? Why can't it let go when it realizes it's stuck and that it's not going to get what it wants? And you see, folks, it's because it's in our nature. You see, if you look around and you think about it, it's not just the baboon that falls for this trap. We human beings, we do that as well. We see something we want, and we hold on to it despite the cost to ourselves. Material, wealth, status, prestige, There are many things we hold on to, even though it potentially makes us miserable. But you know what, folks? Letting go takes courage. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. Why don't we all just let go of that proverbial salt and grab hold of Jesus? And John 15:8 reminds us that this is all to the glory of the Father. All this holding tight to Christ and asking the Father for the things we need. You see, that brings God glory. It brings him pleasure to care for his creation. And it makes sense because as any father know and any mother know, it is our greatest delight to make sure that our kids are healthy, happy, and progressive. And that's what our Heavenly Father wants for us. So, I got to tell you, folks, one of the most amazing things about the love of God for his creation is that he loved us first. We didn't love him. He loved us first. And before we could ever reciprocate that love, before our relationship with him could be permanently restored, he loved us. 1 John 4:9-10 explains that. This passage tells us that how wonderful God loved us. You see, God sent his son. He sent his son to die for us. He sent Jesus to sacrifice his life on behalf of us, the creation. You see, God had in mind that he wanted Jesus to reconcile the creation to him, us to him. And this is what Jesus did. And he did that before we ever had the opportunity to love him. You know, God has a plan for us. He's got a purpose and a plan for your life and my life. You see, he's got a room in heaven just waiting for you. He's got a seat at the heavenly banquet that's described in Matthew 22. You see, he formed you and knitted you while you were still in the womb, Psalms 139. And he gave you a unique gift with a role to play in your local church. His church. And he said not even the very gates of hell could come against it in Matthew 16:18. So I say all this to say this. Why would you ever, ever let go of Jesus? Why wouldn't you want to remain with him forever and ever? Well, the answer to this is simple. You see, folks, we're like wandering sheep. We know where the best things are, but every now and then we get prone to wander. Amen. We start walking around. We start looking at what the world has. We start looking at all the pleasures and all the things that they have. And then we wander away from the Lord. But you know something, dear one? When you wander, the Lord is always there. He never goes anywhere. We're the one that leaves. He's always right there telling you, come on back home. Isaiah 53:6 says, we are all like sheep. We've gone astray. But God loves us even then. He stays with us. And while we wander, he encourages us to come on back home, just like the prodigal son. So remember this morning your anchor. Remember the things that you're holding on to, and if they're not the right things, let them go. And I know it's hard to let go. What I'm trying to tell you, to let go of what you may be holding on to, could be like climbing, trying to climb Mount Everest. But you know what, folks? With God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. When you say that you can't do, God is saying, trust me, I can. When you're saying that, Lord, I don't understand why this pain, Jesus is saying, trust me, I can. You see, folks, it all boils down to this. Your faith. Your faith, your trust, and your hope in Christ. You see, we're in a situation now where in this world, in this culture, where I believe the Lord is calling us out. And he wants to see who's real and who's not real. And when I say that, he wants to see who's going to remain with him. And I want to encourage you this morning before we go give the altar call. Remember those words that Jesus said, if you abide in and I in you. Dear one, you can do nothing on your own. Nothing. You must be have Jesus working with you. You see, he is the vine. And you get we are the branches, and you get all your strength and all your everything, your power comes from the vine, which is Jesus. I encourage you this morning to hold on to that vine, which is Jesus. And don't let the world turn you away and get you going to things that are not right. Don't let the world tell you a bunch of lies that are not right. You stay close to Jesus. If you have an issue or a question that's bothering you, you go to what? You go to your Bible. You get on your knees and pray. And I will guarantee you that your Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, will help you through it. He'll help you to understand. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. And not just him, but remember he said, if my words abide in you. Stay with the Lord. Read your Bible. Pray, 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 and pray some more. When you get tired of praying, pray anyway. Amen? Keep praying. God doesn't hear me. Pray anyway. You keep praying. You keep praying. But I got to tell you this. While you're praying, listen for the answer. Amen? Wait for the answer. He may tell you no. He might tell you no. And if he tells you no, you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing my prayer, because I know even if you said no, whatever you got for me, it's better. Because I know that you have all my best interests in mind. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, this morning I encourage you to hold on to him, to let go of the world and hold on to Jesus. God bless you this morning. The invitation is going out for those who may be holding on to the world. And if you look at the news and looking around and seeing things, what's going on, you're seeing that the world is not a very good place to hold on to. Amen? Our world is falling apart. But Christian, don't you worry. Don't you dare worry. Don't you dare back up and get disappointed and get discouraged, because Jesus is coming soon. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So the altar is open for anyone that wishes to come, who wishes to turn loose of the world and give their life for Christ. Well, I'm going to miss all. Yeah, you are. But Jesus said, you're going to have to take up your cross and come follow me. Amen? Amen. The altar is open for any who wishes to come.
Would you stand for a hymn of invitation? In his time, please stand.
In his time, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, Lord, please show me every day, as you teach me your way, that you do what you say. In his time, in your time.
There's going to come a time in our lives when we're going to have to face the facts. Amen?
Amen?
All of us. Maybe some sooner than others. There's going to come a time when none of this stuff that you care so much about is not going to mean a hill of beans. Not a hill of beans. The only you're going to be looking straight up, perhaps on that hospital bed. And the only thing that you got then
is Jesus. Amen? What am I trying to tell you? Don't wait too late. Don't think you got a long time, because you don't know how much time. What about those dear folks in Florida and North Carolina? What about those five people in North Carolina? They were on their way to work. They had no idea they were going to leave this earth, did they? Didn't know. My advice to you and my encouragement to you is to stay ready, abide in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That way, whatever happens, God's got you. God bless you. Amen?
Amen. You know, Frank, yesterday, and I had several people message me yesterday, called me, and then this morning asking. You know, I appreciate the prayers. I was just in a diabetic coma Friday night, so everything is good, except for the legs.
You look well, John.
Except for the legs, Pastor. Right. And yesterday morning when I talked with you and Ted and Frank, but Frank, thank you. Sandy Bundick asked you prayers for spiritual healing and physical healing, along with prayers for her grandson Patrick and Stephen and friend Nikita Thomas. Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers of healing for Alice Tyler and her daughter Teresa. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers for Gerda's sister, Immigard, for Gene Bixler and his friends Cindy and Conrad Murray, and for continued prayers of uplifting for Stella and Delbert Saunders. Connie Jackson is asking prayers for her sister, Juanita Fazer, Clark Hood, Joni Peterson's family friend. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of uplifting support for Ted and Tessie, Bonnie Chambers and her family, for Selma and her husband David, and the children and grandchildren of her sister as Sherry, as they continue healing after the loss of a very sweet woman. Sherry was well loved here. Prayers of uplifting and support for Homer, for Sandra Boykins and her sister Vernita. Continued prayers for support for James Murphy and, of course, for Janice. And for Martha Rayburn, as she's up here and she's just flying through that knee replacement. So thanks be to God. I haven't heard anything in the fact that, family, we weren't here last weekend. I'm assuming everything went fine with Diane getting up to Oklahoma. Diane Skaggs?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
For continued prayers of uplifting support for Virginia Molinoff and her family. For Norma Glenn and her family, and for Barbara and Jim Whitney.
Amen.
Yeah, she needs our prayers, and she's been receiving them from us. For Jim and Linda McMillan, and I believe has he moved yet, Gene?
He's
already down in
Katie.
The coast. Katie.
Yes, he's in Katy.
First big town you get into before you get into Houston past Latonia. For Elaine and Jean, Kathy Bedell, Vicki Ballman, and Esther Berryman, as she's still recovering.
Yes.
And for, of course, her family, you know, and Laura Dixon and all of that family. And Sonia Christensen is asking continued prayers of healing for her mom after she broke her leg, correct? Yeah. She's in a rehab center, and continued prayers of complete healing for her, Sonia. Lord, hear our prayers. We praise God for His answer to our prayers, prayers for those who answer God's call to serve others, and for our church, family, and friends. And continue praying for our country, for our men and women in blue, for all of our military, doctors, nurses, for everything that they do to keep us well and to keep us safe and protected. So just
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Is that it? Okay. Thank you, John. While Gail is going to play, if she would, we'll play Sweet Hour of Prayer softly for us this morning. I want you to think about think about Jesus and what He means to you. I want you to think about all the prayer requests that have been lifted up. And then I want you to know that Jesus is waiting to hear from you. And in saying that, I want you to, if you would, I just want to bring you out of your comfort zone just a little bit. Would you please stand with me? Stand with me, please, just for a moment. I promise, And I want you to do this for me, if you can. I want you to look at that person beside you or behind you or wherever you can. And I just want you to just gently say to that person, I'm praying for you. Could you do that? Just say, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Amen. He wants us to pray for each other. And oh my, do we all need prayer. Amen. Every last one of us, including me, I'm at the head of the line. So let's all pray for each other. Amen. Pray that the Lord will be in our lives, that He'll move in such a way that it'll set this little corner on fire. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We give thanks to you, oh gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Lord, we just come to you, Lord, with hearts of thanksgiving this morning. Thanking you, Jesus, for all that you've done, all that you're going to do, Lord. And Lord, sometimes we act so mean towards you. But we just want to say thank you, Lord. And everything that we have here at Alamo, Lord, is because of your goodness, your love. And I ask you right now, Lord, that you would bind us together in a spirit of unity that could never be broken by the enemy. When the enemy raises his head in here, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you stomp him out and get him gone. Make this be a house of worship, a house of prayer. Make our lives to be geared toward you and not toward anything else. Bless these dear ones, Lord. Bless them. Help them through this difficult journey. Each one of us, Lord, need help. And we call upon you right now, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy as only you can. We ask, Lord, that you would be with Tom and Ed as they try to get this radio station back on the air. Help us, Lord, to keep this church going the way you want it to go, the way things ought to go. And help us, Lord, to remember that we are
to bear one another's burden. Help us to do that, Lord. And Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory for everything. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay.
She is okay. They just said, all we know is she stole her car, she busted her.
That's good.
Hopefully she's made it up.
Amen. Please keep Diane in your prayer. Amen. 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 Where are we?
It's a beautiful bookmark laying on the floor. One of us dropped it. But please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we leave from here today, let us remember everyone who's less fortunate than ourselves, and continue praying for those who are homebound in any way. And I have a specific note to make known today. Esther Berryman is out of the hospital.
Amen.
And back at, the nursing home. I got lost down there because they were working on the road, and I learned a lot of streets and where they went. And her daughter went to see her this morning, and she was telling me that her mom was out of the hospital, and I visited her in the nursing home yesterday, so word gets around a little quicker than some of us, but that's okay. Love people and pray for them, and especially Diane. Be friendly and be safe, and join us here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And now we will sing our closing hymn, They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk. They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know.